Friends, the most dangerous word in the spiritual life, the most dangerous word, later. Later. I'll do it later. I'll get serious about my relationship with God later. I'll invite Jesus' grace and mercy into my life to help me eliminate this sin or work through it. I'll do it later. I'll take time for prayer later. And the reason that's so desperately dangerous is because it allows us to live in this false reality, this illusion that one, we will actually do that. So we're like, yeah, I'm on the way. I'm in. I'm engaged. But we actually don't ever do that. Because there's always another later. There's always another way to put things off. Lent is a time of urgency. Now, right? You know, we were on spring break last Wednesday, so this is part of a homily I would have given if everybody was here on campus. I go back to 2 Corinthians 5. It's the second reading we always get every year on Ash Wednesday. St. Paul says, "We appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, 'In an acceptable time I heard you, and on the day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is a very acceptable time.'" Behold, now is the day of salvation. See, there's no later there. Now. There's an urgency, and there's a power to that urgency, not to put off the repentance that the Lord is inviting us into, not to put off the invitation into life that he is extending to us, and not to just say, well, I'll do it later, because I'm busy right now, or I have the rest of my life to get serious about that. And I want to hammer that point home. The more you put it off, the harder it will be. That's why these years are so vital for you. Right? I mean, if we keep putting off the grace that the Lord is extending and not responding to it, if we just say, well, I'll do it later, I'll get to it later, all we're doing is forming ourselves in powerful habits that will only be harder to break later. And so this is the time. Now is the time to really get serious about your prayer life. To really get serious about repenting. That's the gospel and the first reading. When the repentance that Jonah offers the Ninevites is finally spoken, and I'll leave aside the entire drama that leads up to that. If you want to know, go read the book of Jonah, and it's hilarious and true and powerful and good. But when he finally does the will of the Lord and he speaks a word of repentance, the people respond. They actually say, yes, we've sinned. And so everybody repents. And they do it with an urgency and a readiness and a zeal that I am afraid, my friends, is lacking in this generation. Now is the time. You don't have forever. And this is the time to move because your heart hasn't perhaps been formed in years, if not decades, of putting off the Lord. You chose to be here, right? You chose to come on a Wednesday night. It means your heart's open. And I am not going to waste this opportunity to remind you, don't put off the deep and important things of life. Truly the only things that matter. All the other things that you're about, school and relationships and all that stuff, it only has meaning in connection to the Lord. And apart from the Lord, all of it is just a distraction from the most important thing. And the most important thing is for you to say yes to Jesus Christ, to say yes to the grace that is being offered. Now is an acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. And brothers and sisters, when we do that, when we say yes that way, as we should during Lent, certainly, but every day of our lives, as we do that, that's where the joy is found. That's where the purpose is found. That's where the mission is found. But it's also where your identity is found, because you are made, you're hardwired to say yes to Jesus Christ. God created you in his image and likeness. Your humanity has been renewed, restored in the humanity of Jesus. And so as he extends his grace, as he offers his mercy, as he speaks a word, even a word of challenge to you that leaves you anything but comfortable, you're meant to respond to that. And as you do that, joy enters, purpose enters, meaning enters, everything, literally everything, including the things that you think and consider as super mundane, they become supercharged with the grace of Jesus Christ, with a purpose and a point and a power. So that's what we get to say yes to. We get to say yes to. It's offered. The grace is given. St. Paul says, don't receive the grace of God in vain. Don't squander it. Don't lose the opportunity. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation.